Independent from Mildura, MP Ali Capo. How are you on this fine-looking Monday?
Hey, Matt, I'm good.
Well, it's great to be at Lockdown 7.0. As you know, 7 restrictions still in play. And, of course, you can check out all the restrictions via the website coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Had that one case, obviously, reported, a new case reported over the weekend. But good to see that particular person's been in quarantine.
Yeah, that's right. And look, it goes to show the value of you know, some level of rules. You know, I mean, if that particular second case hadn't been in quarantine, then we would be having cases cropping up all over the place. So that's good news. And we had one more exposure site that was confirmed. I think it was Ontario Heights Playground. We're getting as much information as we can, and people just need to be vigilant.
That's right, Ontario Heights Playground in Sherring Way, and that was visited by the positive case on Saturday, September the 4th, between 4:30 and 6 p.m. So obviously, if you've been to that particular exposure site, you need to be tested immediately, and obviously isolate until you get a negative result. It's one of those things that we need to do. Dan Murphy's, of course, on 15th Street, remains a Tier 2 exposure site. So anyone attended that particular outlet on Friday, September the 3rd, between 3:30 and 3:35, once again, need to be tested and obviously isolate until you get that negative result. What's happening with borders?
Yeah, so borders, it's the never-ending story on borders. So with New South Wales, there was some hope and optimism that we might have some relaxation on that border. So, you know, the easing of restrictions on the New South Wales side and the easing of restrictions on the Victorian side. Unfortunately, though, those things don't necessarily correlate because the border rules, remember, are to try and prevent seepage from the other state. And even though, I mean, there is an argument to suggest that the lighter the restrictions are on the New South Wales side, the more vigilant we have to be about New South Wales people coming over. So anyway, point is, there's been no change to the rules there. But look, we'll just wait and see. As we know, this is such a fast-moving situation.
It certainly is, and ever-changing as well. Operation Guardian by VicPol was launched over the weekend, which is great to see. The Vic Police doing a magnificent job protecting the borders and looking after us, making sure that people, you know, from red zones and hotspots aren't coming into the regional communities, which is terrific to see, isn't it?
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, we know that look, we are still surrounded. You know, we've got, we're flanked by New South Wales on one side, and certainly Sydney's in a bad way. Numbers are increasing. You know, you've seen those big jumps of 100 cases at a time, which we saw on Saturday in Melbourne. We need VicPol to really, you know, step up and provide that assistance, and they're doing it. They're doing a great job. I mean, people forget that it's a finite resource, VicPol. You know, think, why can't we just have thousands of coppers just, like, patrol, you know, stopping every single car? There's only so many police we have in Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, and they've also got to be there for other things as well, all the things they do every day. So they're doing a great job.